This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we are almost into flu shot season. Not flu season, but flu shot season. And guess flu shots start trickling into the doctor's offices later in August. And we usually like to get our flu shots weeks before flu kicks in, so we're nice and ready. But a study has come out that's pretty concerning. And I remember 3 years ago we talked about this on my show, how if you are obese, the flu shot may not cut it. Well, another study has come out where what they did is they looked at obese rodents, and they found that overweight animals were first more susceptible to the virus. Apparently, the flu penetrated deeper into their lungs, making it harder to repair the damage caused. And then the findings raised concerns about the effectiveness of vaccines in obese humans, who are, I guess, known to be obviously risk for the flu as well. I apologize. I'm reading this as it comes up. Now, the flu doesn't kill you, but being hospitalized because of pneumonia or subsequent issues with the flu, it can kill you, which is why you will hear us say the flu kills. The flu causes how many thousands of deaths per year? The World Health Organization, on top of that, estimates that 10% of adults worldwide are obese, including children. 42 million children under the age of 5 now qualify as obese, and these numbers expected to grow. Scientists also fear a future pandemic caused by bird flu or other strains that jump species. So the lead author, Dr. Stacy Schultz-Cherry of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, said, "This is the first study to show that current strategies to bolster the effectiveness of flu vaccines protected lean mice more from serious illness but fell short of protecting obese mice." So basically, the lean mice did better than the obese. Okay, so what does that mean for us? Well, maybe what we need are these adjuvants. These adjuvants or adjuvants, what they could do is they could add and boost our immunity to the vaccine. All right, the vaccines that were looked at were killed virus vaccines. Remember, the flu shot could be a couple different ways. One is it could be a live attenuated version, like the flu mist, which is the nasal version, which we found hasn't really done well in previous years, where it's a very weakened form of the virus, so you still build up an immune system, but you don't get sick enough to get the flu. The other is the killed vaccine, where what we do is we take the body of the virus, which is pretty cool, and then we kill any viral virus associated with it, but that wall, that body wall, gets injected into your body, so you end up making the antibody, and the antibodies have to be able to recognize your shape. So anyway, so the vaccines targeted an AH1N1 seasonal flu strain, which is the most common cause of flu. And that was the most common cause of flu back in 2009. It was associated with the 1918 Spanish flu and then the bird flu, I guess. Scientists looked at the immune response of both lean and obese mice after they looked at the vaccine. Then they looked at how different doses and different adjuvants changed the response. And so they found that it improved the response to vaccinations in both the lean and the obese, but the overall immune response was still lower in obese mice. After the obese mice were vaccinated, they had lower levels of antibodies, and antibodies, remember, are what fights off the infection, and higher levels of the virus. All right, now who is the number one population getting vaccinated? Our kids. Well, if we have millions and millions of kids who are obese, what is that telling us about their vaccination status and their immunity? it's probably not that good. Now, I know this is a study with just mice, but the reason why I'm opening with this one is it shows you how detrimental this could be. Dr. Schultz-Cherry said the addition of adjuvants to the vaccines led to levels of neutralizing antibodies in both the lean and obese mice that have been considered, quote-unquote, protective. So, she says maybe obese individuals, this is Dr. Schultz-Cherry said, obese individuals may be at risk for flu infections even if they have levels of antibody that would, in a skinny person, be considered enough and immune. Not so for somebody obese. They say a fourfold increase in the dose of the H7N9 vaccine did bolster the immune response in both lean and obese mice, but it did not protect the obese mice from dying. So we could induce an immune response, but that doesn't mean we could deal with the flu-related deaths. Now, I don't really talk a lot about flu on the show as much as I do with other types of issues because, you know, we've been dealing with Zika and, you know, we dealt with Ebola. And, I mean, you know, the flu, I you know, basically say the same thing over and over again each year. I tell you how to protect yourself. I talk about the different types of flu shots. I talk about, you know, the efficacy of the flu shot. And I, you know, it's same old, same old. But the one thing I haven't told you guys, which I think I need to sooner or later, is I think we are setting ourselves up for one of the biggest flu epidemics yet. I don't think it's going to be this year. I don't even know if it's going to be next year. But I just have a feeling that we are going to have something nastier than swine flu come and hit us. And I don't think we're going to be prepared. I also want to do a study on people with sunlight. I want to do a study on those that get sunlight versus those who are indoors all the time. And many of us that are afraid of cancer, and we're going to be talking about skin cancer. In fact, skin cancer being deadly in highly pigmented individuals that have a lot of melanin. Skin cancer can be very deadly as well. But, you know, we try to avoid the sun at all costs. And I'd like to know a study of the people that are outside in the sun, getting regular activity, but getting it out of the sun, how they fare as opposed to the flu. And my big worry is we are going to have a rampant flu. I know some people say, well, Dahlia, that's why you're indoors, so you don't get the flu. We'll still get it. Okay, it's going to be like that zombie, you know, walking dead sort of virus. Trust me, we're going to get, we'll get something. But I don't think we're prepared at all, especially since we always seem to miss the mark when it comes to flu.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So obviously in the news, there's been a lot of discussion on the travel warnings. This is a very highly unusual travel warning, as officials are advising pregnant women to avoid a part of Miami where mosquitoes are apparently transmitting Zika directly to humans. It hasn't been proven yet, but with 14 cases now unexplained of Zika, and they don't know if it occurred because of, they don't believe it was travel related, they don't believe it was sex related, so they're assuming it was mosquitoes, even though they haven't been able to find the actual mosquitoes. There's a square mile section of Miami in Miami-Dade County that they have closed off in terms of been investigating, and Governor Rick Scott keeps telling us to get rid of any stagnant water in the area. But health officials on Friday announced that mosquitoes have apparently started spreading Zika on the U.S. mainland, citing four cases they strongly believe were caused by bites 10 more cases were announced Monday. Even the Florida authorities have yet to find any mosquitoes actually carrying the virus. Of the 14 people infected, 2 are women, 12 are men. 8 patients showed symptoms of Zika, which are fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. The others had no symptoms. Now remember, in 80% of people, the disease is so mild that most people don't even know they're infected. All 14 cases are thought to have occurred in Miami's Wynwood Arts District, a trendy, fast, gentrifying neighborhood of warehouses, art galleries, restaurants, and boutiques. Rosemary LaBranche was doing laundry in Wynwood when health officials came to her house a few days ago, took urine samples from her daughter, and her father. My guess is they asked them to go to the bathroom. I don't think they catheterized them, okay? Her father, Gabriel Jean, tested positive for Zika. He had already spoken with a doctor and was advised to wear long shirts and pants outdoors. He said, nothing hurts. I don't have any pain. I don't feel anything. Now, more than 1,600 cases of Zika have been reported in the U.S. Nearly all have been the result of travel to a Zika-stricken country or sex with someone who has infected abroad. But now more than a dozen people have been infected in the U.S. Florida health officials have tested more than 200 people in Miami-Dade and Broward counties since early July. An emergency response team for the centers of CDC will help Florida authorities investigate the outbreak. So, obviously, there's a CDC emergency team. I think they're also getting funds. And, you know, what about traveling to Miami? Well, it's 1 square mile from what I understand. But here's the thing, okay? Puerto Rico is just, having issues beyond belief when it comes to this. And from what we understand, their cases are becoming rampant. And, we're very scared about our pregnant patients. Now, I believe we're only looking at about 600, I think 650 people currently pregnant within the United States and territories. And 600 babies with microcephaly is nothing to joke about, or possibly miscarry. So it's serious enough where if you are pregnant, I would say if you don't have to, you know, be around an area where mosquitoes are rampant, try not to. Okay? I really wouldn't mess with it. But, do we have to panic and say nobody go to Florida? Of course not. Florida is huge. Okay? Mosquitoes, they fly around. It's not like, you know, we're telling you to avoid a hot springs or, you know, telling you to, you know, avoid a certain, a certain body of water. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Seattle, Washington's in the news because Seattle City Council unanimously voted on Monday to ban conversion therapy for anyone under 18. According to Lorena Gonzalez, quote, being gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, or transgender is not an illness. So that's interesting. I thought queer was a bad word. And I guess you see it a lot with people using that term now. She says, nor is it something that needs a cure. The ex-gay therapy, often called conversion or reparative therapy, is designed to turn LGBT people straight, according to ChicagoGoPride.com. Every major U.S. health organization has termed the practice not only ineffective, but harmful. Oh, I think it's ridiculous that they would even try to do conversion classes. Seattle, but, you know, everyone wants to make a buck. Everyone wants to sell something. Seattle joins Miami Beach, Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and 5 states, including Illinois, in banning the practice. They say if health providers do practice conversion therapy on anyone under 18 in Seattle, they will be fined $500 for the first offense and $1,000 for every subsequent civil violation. See, I would say lose your license. I mean, if you know, when you practice medicine, okay, you need to practice with what was studied. And so, you know, if you are going to give a treatment of something that is very, very experimental and not, and very, shall we say, very sketchy. Okay. And now I'm, if you want to recommend an over-the-counter supplement, you can, but you know, you have to explain the risks. And I would say, you know, be very careful with recommending something that, you know, hasn't been proven. I usually tell people, look, you know, if you really, really like this compound X that you could get over the counter, use it at your own risk. But you know, I'm not going to sit there and charge people for me to advise them to take compound X. I think that's starting to go over my ethical requirements and boundaries, okay, of how you practice. Well, same thing. Okay, I think anybody that is caught charging conversion therapy, now helping somebody deal with their sexuality, somebody doesn't want to be straight, somebody doesn't want to be gay, and they're having psychological concerns with that, and they want to talk about it, and they want to work through it. Yes, we could be there to provide vibe therapy, but conversion therapy, no, there's no proof, and I am concerned that it's harmful. So the city plans to spend about $50,000 on ads and outreach so people, particularly LGBT youth, are aware that the practice is now banned. Now, I can't find the email, but a long time ago, one of you had written about your child possibly being swayed by a friend, and can a friend convince somebody of being gay? And you hear this a lot, where somebody is straight, they have straight relationships, and they do, you know, they appear to do well, you know, in a straight relationship, but obviously not well enough because the relationship fails. And then they find somebody of the same sex, enter into a relationship with that person, and the person that they enter the relationship with gets quote-unquote blamed for turning them gay. Okay, now obviously that doesn't happen, but this one listener I have, and I can't find the email, was concerned that that's what happened, that the child was young, they were confused, so they liked the sexual stimulation, and because they were, you know, going through, you know, puberty and hormones, they went, you know, I don't believe as a doctor that there is one manipulative event that could happen from a heterosexual partner or a homosexual partner, because, for example, how many people had heterosexual encounters, okay, and did that convert them to heterosexuality? No. If they wanted to be, you know, gay or homosexual, they were. Same thing with somebody having a homosexual encounter, deciding, no, you know, how I look at it is people fall in love and people become attracted to certain individuals. Whether they're guys, girls, it doesn't matter. And the concept of, I am going to just be gay, that's only a select few individuals. There's many people that they have absolutely no idea who they're going to be in love with or who they're attracted to. But they fall in love with somebody and that's the person they want to be attracted to. All right? You can't stop who somebody falls in love with. Okay? And so a lot of, and the reason why I bring this up is, you know, I had been asked a long time ago, where did conversion therapy even get its root? Why would the theory even be entertained? Well, because, you know, in the olden days, there was a lot of control over what children would play with, who children would play with, who children would marry, etc. But as you know, many people can be married and not want to be with that partner and want to be with another partner. I mean, where their heart lies is where their heart lies. So you could, you know, put somebody in a jail cell. You could, you know, separate somebody from the love of their life. If they want to be with a particular person, they're going to want to be with a particular person. Okay, you know, just like with religious issues, you know, people have been, you know, arranging marriages within the religion or ethnicity for centuries. Okay, that's not going to change what the person likes or has an affinity for. Can you fall in love with somebody and learn to love somebody? Yes, but that's not the norm. So, because it is very innate and a part of the personality, and I believe within the brain and the heart of individuals, there's nothing anybody artificially could or should be doing. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention, backpackers. On a budget,
Why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. This is an interesting email I want to read to you guys. I think I know how to answer it, but it's interesting. Anonymous, okay? I work in a firm where I am the least favorite. He writes, I'm male. And my three coworkers are female. My manager is a female. And anything that needs to be advanced will be done if my female coworkers suggest it gets advanced. I'm passed up over and over and over. When it comes time for a promotion, I know I'm going to be screwed. I think he's saying that whatever he needs to advance, I'm not sure what kind of a firm this is, what he suggests it doesn't advance, what they suggest, maybe it's like a marketing firm.
an idea. He says, is this sexual harassment but reversed? Okay, I'm a girl. I've always had a much easier time working with guys. I just do, probably because, you know, my brothers, and I don't know what it is, but let's break this down. If it is harassment, okay, you have some coworkers. So let's say I would love for you, if you could ever call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I got a lot of questions. I'd like to get a little bit more detail because this doesn't help a lot. But let's say it's a marketing firm. So the manager is up there and she asks for ideas. Let's say toothpaste, and you have a good idea. And one of the other coworkers comes up with an idea that she likes more, okay? And then another one of the coworkers comes up. And so it seems like every time there's an idea, it's their idea, not yours. So the first question I have is, have any of your ideas ever been taken or advanced? Okay, I mean, I know this may not have nothing to do with marketing, but, you know, I mean, are you perceiving that it's always the other women? Or, you know, does it really roughly look like it averages out? Okay? If it does, then, you know, you need to realize that it comes with the territory. All right? You know, not all your ideas are going to get advanced. You know, but on the flip side, if you are always ignored, or it doesn't matter what you say, and I got to tell you, I mean, our spidey sense many times is right on. Okay? I can't tell you, I've been in firms or companies and where I've seen, you know, just, you know, people work against me, and you're like, why? I mean, why is there such a block, an obstacle? I mean, really, guys? You know, is it because I came up with the idea and you didn't? And that's tough, too. I mean, you know, we one day need to talk about, you know, being a threat. Okay, I mean, that's something that many of us never even thought of. You want to, you know, start a job, and you want to be, you know, best foot forward, and you want to blow them away and add something and excite them, all for somebody else to go, well, I didn't think of that. I why would I help you get Quan? It just, you know, it just highlights the fact that I didn't think of it. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you with your good ideas, even though you would think that's the right way to, you know, move and the right way to progress, it's the wrong thing for that company. That type of company where your progress for the better good of the company, and you're willing to elevate that company, and use your ideas for that, and people just always throwing obstacles in your way, that's a company you need to leave, and you need to get as far away from as possible. All right, if somebody there is going to be jealous, or somebody there is going to be threatened by you, you can't do a half-assed job. So you can't sit there and go, you know what, I gotta lay low so I don't get the wrath of so-and-so. Then how do you do a job? If you have a work ethic like I do, I mean, you want a home run with everything you do. And it's a shame. So now you're in a room and you feel like, you know, you are never being listened to, that if it comes from somebody else, it gets advanced. And listen, I actually thought it was funny. I was doing an internship, not an internship. I was doing a rotation, and I was the only girl in the group. And when the guys, you know, when the boys students made a joke, it was all boys, you know, the attending would laugh. When I said something, nothing. Crickets. You know, and they couldn't have made it so, you know, and I had told them, I go, look, if finally I realized, look, I'm not doing a sub-I, I'm just doing an elective, because I accidentally had said sub-I because I didn't know what it meant. A sub-I means you're trying to audition for that hospital. Once they realized I wasn't a threat and I wasn't being a sub-I, I was just doing an elective, then everybody was really nice and I was super cool. And you're like, really? So I think we've all experienced one way or another obstacles being thrown in our way, and those sorts of challenges that depend on our gender. So if you think this is really happening, absolutely, that could be a form of sexual harassment. Absolutely. Okay, but what do you do? The last thing you want to do is accuse somebody of sexual harassment when that's not the case. So if this were me, okay, what I would do is I would meet with the manager and say, you know, look, I don't want you to think I'm not doing a good job. I noticed that the last few ideas weren't something that were advanceable. So I want to make sure I'm going in the right direction. Give me some, constructive feedback. Is it that my ideas are a different direction from yours? What type of idea are you looking for that will advance that the work? You don't even have to talk about your own promotion. Just talk about the actual task at hand. And if they don't give you a straight answer, just keep trying, they're not telling you something. Either they're not telling you that you stink, or they're not telling you that they just don't like you. But if they go, you really seem to focus on the family. A lot of your ideas are very family-oriented, and I got to tell you, when we're looking at branding, I really like the more single, sexy, millennial demographic. That's the one, that's what we're trying to work on. So, you don't want to put somebody on the defensive, but you could just say, look, what is your rationale? Just so I could learn and I could make the next pitch better, because I don't want to spend hours on a pitch that could be rejected. I want to make sure I'm bringing you something that you could use. What was it about the other pitches that weren't good? Because I just don't want to make the same mistake. You see, you're not really putting them on the defensive. As long as you don't look mad. When you look like, I really want to succeed here. And if they can't get, and if they really can't give you a good, honest opinion, you may want to rethink working there. Same thing, if you never get passed up, because you see somebody else get passed up, and it's very, very it's very difficult when people are friends. And men and women alike will see that somebody's friend or somebody's daughter or nephew or whatever gets the promotion and you don't. This happens all the time. Somebody, it doesn't matter. You don't have the right look. And in show business, that's big. One of my very first auditions and interviews, they were looking for a female type of Dr. Oz. And the casting director says, I want to tell you right now, I think you're great. I think you got what it takes. But if you don't get the job, and by the way, the whole project fell. But he said, if you don't get it, promise me you won't quit, because it's not going to be you. If they don't pick you, it could be because you look like his ex-wife, or you look like an ex-girlfriend, or you look, it's not going to be you. But maybe they want a redhead, or maybe they want a blonde, or maybe they want a, and so I had to learn very early on in show business that if you don't get a part, or you don't get a role, or you don't get an affiliate or whatever, it isn't particularly your talent. It's just you, your look, your sound, whatever. And so you have to have thick skin. But this is your career. If you got a family to feed, if you want to progress, we need goals. As humans, we need to know that the effort we put in, we're going to get something out of it. It doesn't have to be equal effort out, but we want to know that for the effort we're putting in, we're going to get something out. That's why dieting is so difficult for so many. You work so hard to diet and you don't see the rewards, right away. It could take years for you to see the rewards. So how many people are going to keep that up? So I would say just, sit down and go, look, I want to succeed in this company. I want to do well. Teach me. So because I don't want to waste your time pitching you something that I spent hours on if I'm in the wrong direction. And see how that goes. And please write me back. I want to know. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is pretty concerning, all right? They say people of African-American descent die more often of skin cancer, even though they're less prone to the disease. And even though white people have a higher chance of developing skin cancer, if you have black skin, dark skin, higher melanin, you have a higher risk of dying.
They say patients of African American descent were more likely to be diagnosed once the melanoma had spread, making it harder to treat. But experts say this didn't explain their surviving. Why did they have their findings? Why did they have the worst survival rate at any stage of the disease? Now remember, melanoma is the deadliest of all the cancers. Okay, you got a little basal cell carcinoma, which is a little pink, pearly, cute little thing. You almost want to just pick it out with your finger. It looks like you could just scoop the little sucker out. These things, even though they could be very concerning, they usually are the lightest and the easiest of all the skin cancers. Then you have squamous cell carcinoma that can spread. They seem to always be flaky, and they just, you know, you seem to scratch it off and then they keep growing back and they just don't seem to go away. Very concerning, but nothing like the melanoma. The melanoma is the deadliest, and it could appear anywhere on the body, even if you don't have sun exposure. I've seen melanomas on the tushies, and then it spreads to other organs in the body. They say patients with skin of color may believe they aren't at risk, quote, but that is not the case when they do get skin cancer, and it may be deadly, according to study author Dr. Jeremy Bordeaux from the Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. They say everyone is at risk for skin cancer regardless of race. So the researchers studied 97,000 patients diagnosed with melanoma between 1992 and 2009. They say white people had the highest incidence rates, but they also had the best survival rates. Hispanic patients were second most likely to survive the deadly disease, followed by Asian Americans, Native Americans, and Pacific Islanders. Dr. Bordeaux said patients with skin of color may not seek medical attention for irregular spots on their skin because they don't believe they pose a risk. Well, they do. And he claims there may be biological differences in melanoma among patients with skin of color, meaning it could be more aggressive in these patients. Remember, if the melanin is the big difference between Caucasian and people of African American descent, is the melanin more aggressive? He says skin cancer can affect anyone. Everyone should be proactive about skin cancer prevention and detection. Don't let this potentially deadly disease sneak up on you because you don't think it could happen to you. UV radiation exposure is the most preventable skin cancer risk factor. Now, the American Academy of Dermatology recommends seeking shade, wearing protective clothing, and using a broad-spectrum water-resistant sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher. Dr. Bordeaux added people with skin of color approach skin cancer in areas that are not commonly exposed, like the palms of the hands, the soles of the feet. Remember, all it takes is a cell going rogue, and the cell going rogue can travel. So, when in doubt, get it checked out. All right? So, and, you know, I always recommend, you know, when you go in, you know, to see the doctor, make sure you're undressed. Let them see the tushy. Let them see the under regions because, you know, if you don't look, how do you know you don't have a little melanoma sitting there? Okay? Melanoma doesn't care if it's, hidden by your underwear. It doesn't care. It's going to pick a part of your skin and grow. And you need to be on top of it. And most people do not know what their tushies look like. Okay? And you can't just rely on your partner telling you, your butt. No. You can't rely on that. You need a medical provider to look. Now, I do recommend mole patrol. A lot of people, they want their loved ones to be more active in their health. And they're like, look, if I only see my doctor once a year, how is he going to know if I have melanoma? Well, sometimes we can take a look at a mole and go, oh my gosh, that's it. But we don't want to find you at that stage. So what we do is we tell your loved ones to do mole patrol. Look at your back and keep an eye on the moles. Okay, and I know nobody wants to look at each other naked, but you have to, okay? And it could just be the back. Take a look and go, look, is this mole changing? Is this mole changing? And we call it mole patrol. What are signs of melanoma? The ABCDEFs. A is asymmetry. If you draw a line down the mole, is it identical on both sides, completely symmetrical, or is one side different than the other? The border. Most melanomas have a weird, ragged-shaped border. It's not smooth like a freckle. Color for C. Melanomas can be a mixture of two or more colors. Remember, cancer is chaotic, so you're not going to have very smooth smoothness to it. It's going to have a chaotic type of appearance, so the melanin composition of it will be a little chaotic, hence more than one color. The diameter, they're usually larger than about 6 millimeters, sometimes closer to a centimeter. We say kind of use a pencil eraser. E, enlargement or elevation, a mole that changes in size or starts to grow above. And then I like to add F for fast. Okay? I know some of you think it means something else. All right? So those are signs. When in doubt, get it checked out. This was some good news. They say high doses of fish oil might help healing after a heart attack. They say heart attack patients who took high doses of fish oil supplements for 6 months showed improved heart function and less scarring. They say it is not yet precisely known how the large amounts of omega-3 fatty acids in these supplements might have helped the healing process, but the results are encouraging. In his study, 360 heart attack survivors were followed for 6 months. Half of them were given 4 grams of omega-3 fatty acid supplements daily for 6 months, while the other half were given placebo pills. Now, usually we'll kind of tell you to take 1 or 2 grams of the omega-3 fatty acid supplements a day if you have, let's say, high triglycerides. So they used MRIs of the heart, and the researchers found that there was a 6% improvement in both heart function and scarring in undamaged parts of the organ among patients who took 4 grams of the omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I believe there's a medication, Lavazza, that I believe is 4 grams worth. So it is a higher dose. And it's supposed to be, I don't want to use the word mercury-free, but it's screened very heavily for its mercury composition. So, by the way, speaking of mercury, hold on a second here. This was very interesting. They say scientists have discovered methylmercury, which obviously is a potent neurotoxin, in sea ice in the Southern Ocean. They say in the published in the journal Nature Microbiology, sea ice bacteria can change mercury into methylmercury, which is a more toxic form. This can contaminate the marine environment, including fish and birds. It's a heavy metal pollutant that can be released into the environment through volcanic eruptions and then re-released from vegetation during brush fires. It is also created through human activity like gold smelting and burning fossil fuels. If methylmercury is ingested, it could travel to the brain, causing developmental and physical problems in fetuses, infants, and children. This is why we tell pregnant women to try to avoid sushi. Although I was pregnant with my second kid before they made that recommendation. I love sushi. Methylmercury builds up in the food web through a process called biomagnification. Larger fish eat smaller contaminated fish, and then because they keep doing this, they continually accumulate the methylmercury. So I think it's the Antarctic ice. Dr. Gianfrido, who is a PhD candidate from the School of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne, spent 2 months aboard the icebreaker Aurora Australis to collect samples of Antarctic sea ice during an expedition mounted by the Australian Antarctic Division. Boy, that sounds fun. Researchers analyzed ice for different forms of mercury, including methylmercury. The DNA and proteins from sea ice microorganisms were studied at the University of Melbourne and Lawrence Livermore National Lab in the U.S. The results confirmed the presence of bacteria in the sea ice with the genetic ability to convert mercury into the more toxic form. These findings highlight the importance of eliminating mercury pollution from the environment and following current recommendations to limit consumption of certain types of fish. So, basically, we have bacteria called Nitrospina that is producing this methylmercury on Antarctic ice. All right, so for those of you that go, oh, I'm drinking Antarctic water. Okay, be careful, please. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.